Hi, this is Wade, wadeforwireless.com, and I'd like to thank Tower Safety for being my sponsor. I want to get that out of the way right away, where they take care of all your tower safety and training needs. And they also have OSHA training and, coming soon, drone training. That's coming on strong. Drones, drones, drones. But anyway, today, what I want to talk is AM towers. Why do I want to talk about AM towers? Does AM power matter to your tower? Well, of course it does if you're near an AM tower. And if I want to start by saying, if you've ever climbed an AM tower, because you realize that the entire tower is the antenna, what does that mean? That means it's a hot tower. They actually have it insulated between the tower and the ground, and your tower radiates power. That's the basis behind the AM tower. So if you climb an AM tower, there's two things you can do. They usually turn the power way down, and a lot of times they'll short out the power. And what does that sound like? Well, I have a little sound for you here. And I have that video. I have a link to that video, which talks about AM tower de-energizing in the blog at wadeforwireless.com. I think it really matters. I think if you are aware of your surroundings, and what I mean by that, if you don't climb an AM tower, if you climb a cell tower, which is generally what I write about, if an AM tower is near your cell tower, it could affect you. You have to have a detuning system on. That's why I put that video in there. I want you to understand that an AM tower is hot and it sends out a lot of power. It radiates, right? Anyone who's in broadcast probably already knows this. I think a lot of these broadcast guys, you know, they deal with a lot of hazards that, you know, in the cell business, you just don't realize are out there. And one of them is AM towers. When AM towers, you have a lot to be aware of as far as the power. But that isn't what I'm going to talk about. Again, let's talk about cell towers. Cell towers, if they're near AM towers, they're supposed to have a detuning system on. So what a detuning system is, it's going to be like, what it's going to look like to you is on the outside of the tower, whether it's a monopole or whether it's a self-supporter, it'll have these big wires hanging down. They'll look like ground wires. They're part of a detuning system. If you're climbing the tower, they'll give you a shock, just so you know. I don't know how big a shock, but just be aware, you know, you're supposed to be 100% tied off because it might be enough to make you jump. And when you're, you know, 100 feet up and you jump, it's not a good thing, right? So you need to be aware of that. If you're working on commissioning or doing design work, you need to be aware that that's there. If you're mounting equipment to it, you have to make sure you don't interfere with the detuning. You don't want to short the detuning wires to the tower. You really need to know what you're doing. I've seen a lot of guys screw this up. And also, just so you know, I've seen a lot of guys come back and have to repair this. Understand the site design, because it really affects what you put on the tower, how you mount to the tower, and also your grounding. And if you're real close to an AM tower, you really have to be conscientious of noise. If you're putting in RRHs, do you need to isolate those RRHs somehow? Do you need to have them protected? I know if you're going on a hot tower, you have to isolate almost everything, because everything you have is grounded, but you don't want to ground anything to the tower. So you have isolators, you have isocouplers, and you have special ways to mount everything. Mounting to an AM tower is a lot different, but when you're even near an AM tower, it can affect you. If you're doing commissioning and you hear a lot of noise, or your ground noise is way up, you got to really pay attention to that, because you might be, you know, you could be less than, you know, half a mile, quarter mile maybe from an AM tower and still have a lot of problems. AM towers pump, normally, they pump out a lot of power. The other thing that screws you up is the power changes from day to night. It's very interesting how they have to vary the power to vary the pattern based on the time of day. I don't know if that's going to change, but that's how it is now. It's been that way since, you know, what, the 20s, 30s, whenever AM first came out. In the early days, I guess they just radiate power, but the FCC, you know, is trying to regulate the patterns to stop interference and so on. Anyways, if you want to learn more about that, what sparked all this, I was reading Lawrence Burr put out a lot of information on AM towers, and I found it very interesting. You know, he talks about the AM towers, he talks about safety. And if you think it doesn't matter to you and you just don't care, let's put it this way. The FCC cares. So if you don't care about tower climber safety, if you don't care about what it's going to affect your customers, let's say if you own the tower or if you manage a tower, Maybe you care about getting a citation from the FCC. Or I have a link in my blog. LBA put out an information about the 13 new rules, the FCC rules, where it applies to if you're near an AM tower and your detuning system. And it basically is the new FCC AM protection rules. So they have to, you know, they want to protect the AM tower too. And if the detuning's off, you can screw up the AM pattern, causing problems and interference and so on. So that's the deal with that. Lawrence also put out a video, LBA put out a video that I have in my blog. I have links to it and you can watch it there. The main reason I did this was because of his post, "Is this cell tower detuned?" Because you need to know if you're going to work on that tower, if it's detuned and detuned properly. And a lot of these towers already have detuning systems on. The owner's supposed to take care of that. But you just have to make sure that the detuning is working properly. And if you're putting up a new tower, you have to be aware if there's an AM tower nearby to put the detuning system on. If you're climbing the tower, you want to avoid the shocks and burns. If you're climbing a cell tower that's near an AM tower. And you also want to understand the detuning could cause you, like I said, a little zap. Just be aware of that. I know I'm going over it again and again, but it's very important. For those of you that don't know, AM radio has been around a long time. I think it's, what, 540 kilohertz to 1700 kilohertz? It's been around forever. It's how we get news and sports and so on. Not as popular now. In fact, radio in general, most of us listen to our iPod or iPhone or, you know, our Droid. Most of us get what we need over the phone. Even the news, we go to the internet over the phone. But in the old days, back when I grew up, AM was always news and sports. And FM was your music because FM had stereo and it really sounded better. Today, it doesn't matter. Broadcast is just not as popular as it used to be. Still draws in a crowd. And it still has a lot of things on it, like Rush Limbaugh. I'll use him for an example. When I did a lot of field work back when, you know, a mobile phone was something a lot different, they used a lot of lease lines. And I spent most of my day trying to get Rush Limbaugh out of all my lease lines because he was on every AM station. You know, he was really popular. And I guess he still is. I don't know. I had to go around and put filters in all my lines because I remember I was literally like 10 miles from an AM station and I was still picking up a noise on the line, Rush Limbaugh specifically. In Pennsylvania, there was AM 580, which is a very high power station. And when you have a high power AM station, it causes problems for miles and miles, especially on lease lines because it's two wires hanging in the air. And when you listen to that video, you can hear the AM when he takes a jumper on and off. You know, it actually is, with all that power, you know, it actually rattles in your head. I just wanted to go over that real quick. I wanted to let you know that LBA has a post. And by the way, if you go over to LBA to find out more information, let them know Wade sent you. Let them know that Wade's sending you over there. I just like Lawrence to know where it's coming from. But I just want to make you aware that the hot tower does have issues. Whether you're commissioning, doing the design, whether you're climbing, you got to make sure your tower's detuned. It's something that is your responsibility. And I know it's one more thing to worry about. It's one more hazard you may not have thought about is getting zapped by these detuning systems. But it really matters. If you're doing the installations, and most guys that do installations understand this. I know the guys I talk to. They understand if it's a hot tower, you have to isolate. If you're near a hot tower, you have to have the detuning system there. It's the way it is. And LBA talks about that in a lot of their links. So thanks, guys. Hey, I have the wireless deployment book coming out soon. I'm hoping to be done here at the end of September. And it should be ready in October for, I'm going to sell it as a PDF and on Amazon, where I usually do. It's going to be geared towards small cell deployment and CRAN. And I'm going to have, you know, DAS, because of CRAN is really why I cover DAS. And that'll be ready for you guys soon. I think you'll really appreciate it. And I'm going to have different ways of putting it out there, just to make it easy on you guys. You don't want to buy the whole book. I'll put out a few chapters. You can pick and choose what you want. I'll get that out soon. I'll write a blog about it. I'd like to thank Tower Safety. They can be reached at 480-313-0678. And like I said, all your tower safety needs, and they're also going to have drone training soon. And towersafety.com, all one word, towersafety.com. And again, I have a logbook out there if you guys want to log your drive time and your high time. And I also have a scope of work training out there. And I also wrote a couple books. Anyone who's new to tower climbing, I did put a book out there just to give them a taste of the business. Let them know what they'll be ready for. You have any questions? Get in my blog. You know, you can write me an email there. You wadeforwireless@gmail.com. Give me some feedback. Be smart. Be safe and pay attention. See ya.